Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Intuitive Femme Network. I'm your host, Nancy Cooper, and today we have special guest Polly Hirsi, and she is going to be teaching us all about how to work with nature's cycles when it comes to building an aligned business. Stay tuned. All right, Polly, tell us all about yourself.
Okay, so I am a natural business designer. I look to nature for solutions. But the solutions that I'm looking for are sort of like how do we rewrite business in particular? But that also spills into how do we live in more in tune with ourselves. So it actually starts from there. Any business that is about purpose is coming from a very deep internal sense of mission, if you like. So it's about rewriting our relationship with ourselves in order to be an entrepreneur who can do what we're designed to do, because we all have missions. You have a mission, I have a mission, everybody has a mission and they have a vision, but do they believe that it's available to them? So I'm looking at how do I rewrite some of the scripts of business? How do I challenge some of the predominant thinking? And the purpose of that is to give people the creative freedom to go, oh, I can do it a different way. I can use these tools and I can do something completely different with them, or I can just walk away from these tools and there is a solution available to me. So it's about finding what really feels good to you. And some of that's to do with this intuitive ability to read your energy and read the energy that you want to work with. But we have lost a lot of the intuitive awareness to be able to interpret that. And the way that we reconnect to that is through nature. So the more time we spend in nature, the more we start to jump back into the rhythms and patterns. But we're also then surrounded by these incredible role models who follow their own patterning. They don't try and do anything else. They don't try and fit in. They just do what they're meant to do. And there's meaning in all of that. So basically, I'm looking at all of that and saying, yep, there's a whole group of entrepreneurs coming in now who do not want to conform. They don't want to be doing what everybody else is doing. And they don't want to follow those rules, but they don't know how to take the next step. So that's my job, is to help them take the next step, and to rewrite all of those stories.
I love that. And as someone who is also in like the intuitive entrepreneur coaching space, I see that a lot as well. It's an important conversation to have for people to understand that traditional marketing strategies do not work for transformational
Good.
intuitive coaching. They just don't because they are very masculine. They are honestly kind of toxic, where it's like pain point marketing and poking at everybody's like pain and doing the whole like let's cold DM and be invasive and act kind of like a predator, right? And it's like that is not at all aligned with the type of work that we do or with who we are as people, as intuitive women who want to be more in flow, who want to be in that nurturing, nourishing energy. And so I think that this is a really relevant conversation to have. And what you're doing is highly relevant because you're right. There are a lot of people that are coming in now that are waking up, that are saying, I have a soul mission, I have a purpose, I have a calling, but how do I do this? Because what everyone else is teaching feels blech.
Rubbish.
Right? Like it just feels gross. Like I've felt that. I've hired coaches for marketing and for like client acquisition aspect of things, because that's never really been my main skill set. Mine's more like business development and transformation mindset. And so I've seen that personally in my own business is trying to utilize these strategies that they're teaching. It's like, oh my gosh, like there's just no way. There's no way. So I love that you're saying, let's step out into nature and observe, because as we were talking before we started recording, you were saying like how trees like they grow and they have a ring, you know, they go sequentially. It's not like, oh, I've got to grow 10 inches or 10 feet in 6 months or whatever. Like they're just allowing it to unfold how it's meant to. And for us as women who have a purpose, that is meant to unfold. It is meant to occur. It's meant to happen. So the more that we can align with that natural strategy of being in flow, being available for intuitive guidance, it's naturally going to unfold. Is that what you see when you work with other like clients and others inside their businesses when they're finally able to like shut down the noise and tap into their intuitive guidance, that things just kind of start flowing?
Yeah, because there's a whole load of things that are buried. So when you have a mission and then you think, ah, right, okay, so you say, I'm going to start a business, and then you start the very second you do that, you start to go, well, how do I do it? So then you start to absorb information, and then you start to doubt yourself. You go, oh, I don't know how to do this, and I don't know how to do that. And so then you're in this massive, noisy space in your head where all of those subtle clues about where you should be going and how you should be focusing what you do, and it all gets shut down. So when you do create some space, then all of a sudden these other things start to bubble up, and then you realize that actually, oh, that's a really critical piece of my business that I've been completely overlooking. And it's normally a really critical piece of who you are, and you're not honoring yourself because you've been dampening it down. And so your business hasn't been making sense to you. And that's where I was listening yesterday to, as we're recording this, your latest episode that was, and she was saying about the stillness and the noise. And that's exactly it. Unless we have some stillness, which is not the absence of movement, by the way, it's a state of being. Unless we have that stillness, we can't hear that voice that we're not used to listening to.
Agreed.
And running your business in intuition first is a completely different ball game. So you're saying that most of the strategies don't work. They don't work for your clients either way, either if you're in transformational services, but they don't work for you because if you're running intuition first, your entire process is running in a different direction to standard business development. Because you listen to your intuition, you allow that to move into a space of understanding, and then you can articulate it. Whereas in conventional business development, you're asked to articulate it and then work it out. But that you can't retrofit intuition into a business. You have to either start with intuition or you have to start with logic. But most of us like to start intuition first. The problem is then we start our businesses and it gets completely derailed because of the mainstream process.
I've fallen for that. I've fallen into that, and it's frustrating because we come in, we know we have this mission, we feel that calling, and we're like, we go, and things start growing and things start happening because we are listening. And then the more we get into the coaching industry, the more we see other coaches, and the more we start going into like comparison, and the more we're like, oh, well, I'm not having 100K months yet, so I guess I'm supposed to be. So let me do what they're doing. And then we hire those coaches, and then they tell us to do stuff that's not aligned with us. And then we're like, why is my business worse now? Like, that literally has happened to me. And I'm like, what happened? What went wrong? And it's because I disconnected from my purpose and what I was being shown to do.
And I would say that energy is meant to move. And what happens when you then take this intuitive, energetic sort of flow, which is what happens when you decide to start your business, that there is a mission and it's this big energy, and then you try and funnel it through standard business models and systems, and they completely shut it down. I mean, the systems aren't there. So actually, one of the things that I do a lot with my clients is say, let's go back and let's listen to the energy, which I do through a whole host of frequencies, about 50 of them, that will, and we layer it up. But we start with what I call the Big Bang frequency, which is that energy that you had in the moment, that split second when you went, I'm going to do it.
I love
There is
that.
such a purity in that. And
Yes.
if you listen to it, you're going to go, oh, why the hell am I slogging away on Facebook when Facebook and this energy, they aren't a match? So by listening, by helping people to listen to their business in a different way, you start to go, oh, do you know what? No, I'm not meant to do that. That's not where I'm meant to be. I'm meant to be doing something else. And quite often, it's like, well, there isn't the right solution for me. And so, well, so I've hit a roadblock, is what people think. And I just go, no, you've just hit an opening. So go create it. So it's in the interim phase, it's about saying, okay, I've got these tools at my disposal, but I don't have to use them the way everybody says I need to use them. How could I use them? And then it's about then gradually the systems that you need, they'll come on board because we just have to look at the speed at which things are changing in terms of the platforms that are available to
Oh my
us.
gosh,
I mean, it's like every day there's a new platform. Somebody will say, oh, have you heard about this one? And I'm just like, what? No, I
What's
can't
this
keep
one?
up. So there's always somewhere where you can go, but you have to think about what does this energy want to do? How does this energy want to move? How does it want to be experienced by somebody else, when you're sort of like it's sending it out to them? And then you just go, oh, that makes a whole heap of difference. And mostly then people just go, I can get rid of most of what I've put in place and keep it really, really simple. Such a big fan of one page planning, you know, it's like you can put your whole business on one sheet of paper.
It's so wild that we're talking about this because I was having this conversation last night. And it's like when we are able to like shut down all of that noise, all of that interference, all of the we should be doing this or you're failing if you're not doing that, or et cetera, and kind of peel it all back again to like its core, we start seeing, oh, like this isn't working for me. And that was something that I personally in my own business just a couple months ago, I was like, this stuff is not working. It's just not like it used to, but it's not working anymore. And I have to let it go. And I have to shift and I have to move if I want to be able to step into what I really feel called to do. And let's be real, like that can be scary too,
It's
because a lot of
fearful.
us as intuitives, we're carrying those inherited, like that witch wound energy, the sisterhood wound energy, like these fears of I'm going to be persecuted, I'm going to be like made fun of or trolls, or am I worthy of even talking about this? Am I a fraud? There's all of these different energies that we're moving through. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is listening to what am I called to do and allowing that energy to guide you. So I love this, the Big Bang frequency idea. That's so cool. What are some of the other like frequencies that you look at and tune into?
So we layer it up. So each one then builds, so you build a picture. So this what I describe as building your business from the inside out. So you start with the very core of it, whereas other business otherwise goes outside in, which is why it feels so uncomfortable. So you start with it, so you'll look at things like your soul purpose, your soul vision. I go through the creative DNA. So there's sort of like five areas of that, excuse me. And then you build out the who are you and what are you here to do? And with frequencies. And then you start to build in, well, what does my business want to look like? Who's it meant to serve? And you get that core sort of structure of your business. And then you start to say, I need to take my business out to people because there's a process where you're building it all internally and it's all for you. But at some point, you've then got to take it out to other people. And
Wow,
it's got to
yeah.
be, and but once you start to take it out to other people, then you've got other energies interfering with your business. And this is where a lot of early entrepreneurs go wrong because they go too fast. They start to bring all of these other energies into their business, and it confuses them because they haven't got the inner strength to hold their course and know what's right for them. So then they start doing all sorts of strange things, and then they lose that self-referencing and that integrity. So basically, we layer it up. So we've start once we've actually got the business in place, we might start to look at what is the frequency of your soul client? What is the frequency of your community? What is the frequency of the content that you need to be putting out there? What's the frequency of your brand energy? And it all starts to it's quite an involved process, but it all starts to layer up. So what you get is this organically growing understanding of your business that is really, really strong because it starts from that original energy. And I think coming back to what you were saying about needing to be able to change and pivot, there's when you're running a business intuitively, you need to have the ability to be in a space of fluidity. And we have the business thinking is that it's got to be structured and it's got to be static and it's got to be repeatable. And it's, do you know what I mean? It's very systematized. And when you were talking, I was thinking, oh, I'm just preparing. I've got this membership for rewilding businesses. And each season we have a different nature guide. And our nature guide that for the season that's coming up is the spear thistle. So you have the thistle, which has got these incredibly strong roots. It's got these really strong leaves, spiky stem. But then look at what its seeds, the seeds do. The seeds are light as a feather. They're lighter than a feather, and they are designed to float on the wind. So you have this incredibly robust plant that also has the ability to up and move. And that's something that we need to emulate in our businesses because we are going to be called to pivot. Every year I do, sort of like in November, I do a forward look at the energies of the year and how it's going to play out in business. And the big what message that came through this year is that come around about now, a lot of people are going to be going, oh, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And they're going to be pivoting. And I've seen a lot of big names changing the direction of their
I've
businesses
seen it
recently. Yeah.
too.
And but we're all going to be feeling it. So if we get stuck in that, oh, I've invested so much time in doing my business, I've set it all up, I've put all this money into it, and I can't just walk away. It's got to pay for itself. But you'll be stuck in that. This isn't what I want to do. This isn't where I want to be. So we need that fluidity. And if your business is set up to be rigid, you're never going to have that fluidity. So I like to help people set up their businesses to be agile and flexible.
Yeah, because the thing is, when we have a business, we are, as women, we are in a feminine energy, right? Which is the nourishing, nourishment, nurturing, flow energy. But we do have to have some of that masculine in our business with
Yes,
the
we do.
structure in the back end. But we have to bring the mixture, right? So it's like we have certain systems set up in the back end that allow for scalability, that allow for growth, that allow for support and security, but we've got to be able to pivot and move. And that's part of that dance of having like both energies. And I've seen this like just like what you're saying, where it's like, well, I'm putting so much time and energy into this and I have to see it pay off, or I have to see this and I have to see that. And it's like we have to understand that when we are building a business, when we're first putting it out, we're gonna work the hardest and get paid the least. Like that's just paying your due. And we have to be willing to do that. Like we're not gonna be like working a job where it's like you just start and you're making money, right? Like you're gonna be working for free and working your buns off for a while. But if you take the time to create the appropriate structure first, then you're going to grow something that is stable, that can pivot, and that can withstand the shifts and changes that are happening in the industry. I mean, there are a lot. I've seen it too, Polly. There are a lot of people that are pivoting. And I'm like, whoa, because they don't really have much to pivot into that I've
No.
seen. I'm like, oh, that's going to be tough. But one of the things that I think is really, really important for us as transformational coaches, we are not replaceable. We have that going for us because other like marketing strategists, brand design, all of these different things, like AI can replace a lot of these different
Yeah.
coaching categories. But when it comes to someone who can actually tune into your energy, who can channel information, who has psychic connection that can see things, can see a path, can help you break through stuff that you have not been able to find on your own, AI can't do that. It can't.
AI is working with existing information. When you're working
Exactly.
in transformational services and experiences, you're working with new information.
Yes.
So AI is just, that's one of the reasons I never put my stuff into AI, because it doesn't know what I'm talking, it has no clue what I'm talking about. It has no reference points for it. So yeah, absolutely. We need to be doing that. So when you were talking about that structure, I think one of the most important things that I say to people is that you build the structure according to your intuition. Most people will go, oh, I need this, 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 and this in my business in order for it to function. And then you have structure, but you haven't put the soul into it. So you start with your intuition and allow your intuition to direct your logic, not the other way around. So then you create what your intuition needs. So your system is matched to the energy.
How do you help your clients tune into that energy? Because let's be real, you and I both know as women, we have been taught to not trust ourselves, not listen to ourselves, to self-abandon, to make other people happy, and ignore our own needs, everything our body is screaming at us. So, like, you and I both understand this is a huge challenge for a lot of women coming into anything, like for anything, for
They'll
them
just
to exist
dismiss.
in.
Yeah, they'll dismiss it because it doesn't conform to any sense of normality, you know? So it's really about the space. Now, the thing about doing anything in transformational sector is that if you have clients who are not in the right space, they will never drop out of their head and into their body to listen. And that is one of the reasons, going back to the beginning of our conversation, that's one of the reasons why pain point marketing is so damaging for transformational services. Because what happens is you press a button and somebody goes, I need this. And you've activated the nervous system, you've got their adrenaline up. They are not in a space to receive your services. So you actually want them to have lots of space and no pressure. Because then, when they make the decision, they're in the space to transform. Otherwise, you are talking them off the edge for the first however many weeks or months you're working with them before you can drop them into a space where they can listen. So it's really important that people have space and it's quiet. So I might only do one little bit. Because somebody's got to actually drop it out, drop down, and be able to listen to themselves. And that's where my skills in being able to read energy, which took me a long time to acknowledge, is that I can read the energy and understand it, so I can then guide them to understanding it, which affirms what they have not yet articulated, and then it snowballs from there. So it's
I
a
love
really
that.
But you have to have that space, and that's one of the reasons why nature is such a powerful tool for entrepreneurs, because it's the only space you're going to get the stillness to hear yourself.
It's interesting because last week I interviewed someone and she was talking about working with her ancestors. And she said the best place to work is outside because when we're inside, we've got all of these like frequencies and all of this stuff that are crossing signals. It's affecting us in so many ways that we can't comprehend, we don't understand, we don't really feel. But this is why a lot of times when you're outside, you feel different, right? There's something that shifts. And so I think that that's really valuable insight that when we're trying to get clarity, especially intuitive clarity, that we step outside. So there's not a lot of interference. I do want to go back to what you were talking about with the pain point marketing, because you brought up such a valid point. And I think it's really important for those that are coming into a space where they're like, well, I do want to have a business. I do want to step into this space, but I don't really know how to do it or why to do it or whatever. When we poke at those pain points, like you said, for transformational coaching, that is when we find that we are attracting those, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, but like those nightmare clients that become very enmeshed with us, that become very needy, that become like they're in a space of, you're my savior, fix me, help me, like make it better. And it's like, that's not our role. We're guides to lead them back to themselves. And if we're poking at their pain and someone is coming to us when they're in that energy and frequency, they are not ready for the type of work that we can guide them through. And I think you said that too. And this is why when I focus on my own marketing, I actually tuned into my own intuition and was like, this is not working. What do I need to do? And I came up with something that I refer to as manifesting marketing, where we're looking to speak to people that are in that phase of like, they've been in the pain, right? They've been in that frequency of, ah, oh, everything sucks, it's not working, et cetera. But something will happen where they finally, I don't know if it's like hit rock bottom or that moment that shakes them hits, and then they step into a place where they are intentionally trying to manifest a solution, right? There's a shift there. Those are the people that transformational coaches need to be speaking to. It's like we're speaking life into what they are wanting to create into their own life. That this is how we really connect with the right audience instead of using this old, like,
This is where frequency work came from. Because if you are holding the right frequency in your marketing and you're beaming that out there, what you're doing is you're flipping a switch in somebody so that they move from that state of going, rabbit in the headlights, this is not working for me, I don't know what to do, to going, right, I see where I need to go. I see what, and I always say this, you're only part of someone's journey. You're never the whole journey, which is the mentality of a lot of businesses, like keep people in the loop, but you're part of someone's journey. And so, and part of that, and that could be just simply that you shoot something out to somebody and it just hits them in exactly the right way. And they go, yeah, I need to change. You're not the person for me to change with, but I'm going to change. And that is just as valuable an
It is
outcome from your business.
little activations everywhere, like we're all part of that together.
But when you just, you nail it and you get the right energy going out there and you're just talking to somebody who is at exactly the right moment energetically to say, I am going to change course. And those are the people that you want, because they're not going to hold you to guarantees of the outcomes that they're going to get, because they're going to be open to the journey and what might happen. And they're not going to say, well, if I don't get this, I'm not happy, because they know that they're going to get something more than that.
And this is again where a lot of people in the healing or transformational or intuitive space, like they're finding, gosh, I've got all these people coming to me that they don't want to invest, or they're worried that they're not going to get a result, or this, that, and the other. It's like, because you're talking to the wrong people. Because if we're conveying the correct messaging, like you said, they're going to understand that they're going to get what they need to then create their own result. Because we are not there to make sure something specific, quantifiable manifests into their reality. We're here to help them get the stuff out of their way, like in their programming, in their energetics, in their mindset, so that they can.
Can they
Like
can do it?
that's
Yes.
what we're
It's
here to do.
empowerment, isn't it? And it's not hand holding. beyond, it's guiding. So it's not, you're not actually making sure, giving people the exact steps, you're empowering them to feel their own way forward. And that is such a massive shift from the mentality that we get exposed to, which is tell them exactly what to do and how to do it, and those are your steps. And it's not going to work for them because they're in a different energy, they've got a different mission. So we have to be personalized, we have to be flexible in the solutions that we offer. So it's there's so much wrong with the mainstream business approach.
It's very disempowering too, where it's like that saying, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man how to fish, feed him for life, kind of thing. Like it is. And you're right, because a lot of the traditional marketing is teaching, oh, well, like just recirculate all of your same people and sell them all these new different things. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have one core offer that people need to do. Maybe they can do it once a year if they want, but it works. Like, so why do I need to like sell them all these other different things? Like, they need my core offer. Like,
And why complicate it?
yeah, like it's like I'm not here to like have repeat clients. If I'm doing that,
No,
I'm not
exactly.
doing my
No,
job.
exactly. And I've said that for so many years. It's like I'm not interested in having, if I haven't done my job, they're going to come back, or that they might come back when they've been through another round of development and they need a bit of tweaking. But
Yes, and
so I would
that's
say
definitely, yeah.
re
So
really good
we
tip
see.
for people. With to reset their thinking about things, their clients and the clients that they're looking for. Stop thinking about what color shoes they wear and what magazines they read, because it's telling you nothing. So start thinking
Sorry,
about
I love how specific, like the color of shoes, because you're right. Like it's like build your avatar, and it's like.
I got rid of avatars in my business a long time ago, but I talk about states of being. So think about what is somebody thinking, feeling, or doing. That is, and then once you can immerse yourself in that, you can bring out stories that identify it, and you can bring an energy that says to somebody, I do not wish to travel any further down this path. I want to change my course. So if you understand what would happen to your client if they came into your offer or your offer stream, whatever it is, or if they didn't, and you have those two stories, and you look at them from the point of view of what is someone thinking about, what are they feeling, what are they doing, and how does that change? Then you have a way to speak to them. And then it's not limited to size 7 feet, it's completely open to, anybody. I always thought about this. It's like it's so specific, the avatar thing. It's like my
It doesn't fit
avatar,
for transformational coaching either. It just doesn't.
doesn't. So, but you can't have. I always thought, mothers of triplets who drive Volvos, is that's how specific it is. But it, and then if you're that specific, then you exclude mothers of triplets who drive something else. It's like it's completely bonkers.
Toyota.
It's the experience that somebody is having that you're helping them through. That's the most important thing. So forget about the avatar and think about the person and what they're experiencing. And then you won't have to go through all of this because you can talk directly to them in such subtle ways. I set my members a task a couple of months ago to write a story or from about these states of being. And man, they produced the widest range of stuff, and they approached it in nobody approached it in the same way, and it was just perfect. And what they all found from the process was the freedom to do it a different way.
I love
They'd
that.
got it in their head that they had to do it this way or they had to do this. One of my members, she works with animals, and she does therapy through animals. And she just did this video of her dog while she was talking. We were just watching the dog, and she was just talking casually in the background. And it was just perfect. She put it up on YouTube. She had loads of people coming in saying, that is just so refreshing.
I
And
love that.
that's exactly what is needed, is to follow your own clues and cues
Yes.
to do it your way, because when you do it your way, you bring an energy that people haven't experienced before. And
Right.
it instantly jumps out of that constant cookie cutter, mediocre, bland stuff that everybody's exposed to, because it all follows exactly the same format.
Yeah. No, I completely agree, because that's where people are like, but it's so saturated. And it's like, but it's not, because
No, it's not.
you are only you. Like, there's
Yeah,
only
there's only
one
one you.
of you that exists, and only you can do what you can do. That's why, like,
Exactly.
in the transformational space, it's like there is no competition, because like you said, one person is going to activate, another person is going to, maybe be the next guide, and then another person is going to help with something. And just like, again, like, I have my core main offer, and someone will go through that, and I say, you can do it once a year, because as we go through processes, we peel back more, right? And
Yeah.
then the next time we go through the 12-week round, we get to more things, and we're able to then level up even more. Like, that's perfect and amazing. But between that time, maybe they do other work. Maybe they work with someone else. Maybe they're doing something, independently, tuning into their own guidance at that point. Like,
Just integrating.
yeah, like that, this is what it's about. It's not about trying to fit into these little boxes. And
It's not linear, it's cyclical.
yes.
And that's something women are naturally attuned to, but
Yes.
it is cyclical. All growth is cyclical, and there is a pit there is I cannot say this too many times. I say it all the time, but there is, in any cycle, there is a period of complete, it's what I call the void. There is a period where you have no motivation to move forward, you have no
Yep.
inspiration,
The
and
winter.
it quite often happens in winter, but you can get mini periods of it at any time of the year, and that doesn't mean you stopped. It means you're
Absolutely.
integrating.
Yeah.
And it's a critical part of that. And as women are naturally attuned to it, but it is this idea of rhythm and cycles is completely absent from business.
Yes, because
Toxic,
business has
toxic.
been masculine. And men have a 24-hour cycle, and women have a 28-day on average cycle. And that is actually something I've tried to incorporate more into my own business, and something I incorporated into, again, like, my signature offer, which is the cycle syncing, us understanding our cycle and how we are different. It's like we go through a spring, summer, fall, winter every 28 days. And so just because we're having a few days where we feel discouraged or frustrated or completely disconnected, it doesn't mean that everything's falling apart. It probably means that you're about to start your period and your progesterone's trying to rise and your estrogen is really low and you just don't have the same resilience that you do at other points in your cycle. That's okay.
And also, when we when the in for women entrepreneurs, when we think things are falling apart, they're generally falling together. And so that's you need women in your life to tell you that, otherwise you will be constantly doubting yourself and thinking that you've lost the plot. And I think that, to me, is one of the most toxic, awful bits of business wisdom that gets bandied around. We need to have that grace and give ourselves that grace to just
Yes.
go, okay, I'm not doing anything today.
Yeah, not feeling it.
No.
Not the zone. Because, and that is something, I was actually a client call yesterday, and she's really in her masculine energy. And that masculine energy is that performative energy, right? It's like, I have to perform to be worthy or good enough or to make things happen or to whatever. And I'm not saying that as women we should just like sit back and be like, I'm receptive and everything's gonna magically. No,
No.
that's not how it works either. But if we're constantly in this, like, I have to perform, I have to do, I have to do, I have to do, we cannot hear our intuitive guidance. We
No.
are completely disconnected from it. And so we will find that we will keep ourselves very busy doing lots of different tasks,
Which do
and
nothing for
then
us.
that do it exactly, that we either don't finish, because at some point our intuition is like, honey, why are you even doing that? Like that, we don't need that. That's not important. Or,
You're avoiding the
yeah,
thing. The
exactly.
best thing that you can do in those circumstances, I always think, is to take your business on a walk. Take it out, and think, well, what do we need to do next? And you'll get the answer if you just make that space. And so your desk is not the only place that you can work. I know a lot of that beach laptop lifestyle aspiration, but there's a load of rubbish. But your desk is not the only place you can work. You can do huge amounts of work going for a walk, or sitting by a tree, or sitting by a river, or just having some still time. You will find you make more progress. The saying, isn't there? Slow down to speed up. That's exactly it. You will be more precise. You will have more clarity if you just give yourself the space to receive that intuitive wisdom.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes the best thing to do is nothing. And that is challenging for so many of us as women, because again, we live in a very masculine world. And when we do nothing or pause or take a break or rest, we feel like we're failing and we're made to feel like we are not doing enough. And so it's a challenge for so many women to give themselves permission to rest and recalibrate. And really, like a lot of times, that is the most productive thing that we can do. I'll tell you, sometimes, like depending on where I am in my cycle, one of the most productive things I can do is lay in bed and watch like Ancient Aliens. I'm telling you, like I'm so productive right now because it's what my body needs in that moment. And the next day or 2 days later, then I'm downloading all this stuff and I'm like, wow, okay, let's do this. But if we're constantly in that go performative, I've gotta, as you said, distract myself, because that's really, that is a big part of it. We're uncomfortable with receiving, so then like, oh well, if I do, then I'll feel worthy of it.
Interesting what you say about receiving, because that's the other side that is completely overlooked. You have to get out there and you have to share your business. There is zero point in sharing your business if your receiving muscles are not working. So you have to have the capacity to receive clients. And often, and I know I felt it myself in the early stages of my business, somebody would try and come towards me as a client and I'd be like, because it was like, that's too much. I can't manage. So I can share what I think, but then I can't receive. So we have to work in business on our ability to receive as much as we have on our ability to market our businesses and share them. Because otherwise
Absolutely.
we're screwed otherwise.
Something and pertaining to that, that's actually been something that's really been coming through to me a lot lately. I've been talking about a lot, like on my Instagram, about when it comes to receiving, it's not just about allowing ourselves to have things come in, but it's also about, do I feel worthy of being received by others? Because if I don't feel that I'm worthy to be received by others in order to have support, provision, protection, then I will never be able to build an audience. I will never be able to create this kind of influence or authority, because at some level, we are going to block that because we feel that it is not okay to have a following. It is not okay for people to say, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Thank you so much. You helped me. You're so powerful. You're awesome. Like so many people are so resistant where they're like, oh my God, I can't be told that. I can't receive that because I was always told that I don't fit in or that I'm not enough or that I'm like unworthy. And so this is a,
Big
it's a
issue.
big muscle we have to stretch, because the receiving, it's not just about, oh, can I let myself have this? It's, can I trust that other people can receive me?
That's absolutely a key thing. It's like, and energetically, if you have a doubt about your worthiness to be received, then that's encoded in everything that you share. So
Absolutely.
you will send out something and the people go, they'll read it. They'll read that energy really quickly. So you then won't be, so you have to think about when you're doing your marketing, you have to think, I'm going to share this. I need to visualize it being received. Now,
Yes.
being received is for people to actually fully integrate it, not just to go, oh yes, and
Yes.
it's not a performative thing. It's to actually integrate it. And then you get a return wave of energy coming back. And if somebody says to you, here's a really good way of testing how well you are doing on the receiving front. Somebody says, oh, love that dress on you. You look great. And you go, oh, this old thing, you know? Or somebody gives you a present and you go, oh, and you feel uncomfortable for receiving it, then you have a problem with your receiving.
Yeah.
That's a you problem,
Yeah.
and it's going to influence your business. So you have to give yourself permission to receive,
Yeah.
to be received, and then for your business to have that capacity to receive as well. So
Yeah.
it is complicated,
It is. It's
but
very
we think it's all about
multifaceted.
push this energy out, push my stuff, push, and then where's my response?
Yeah.
I'm due that response. I put in the work, so why aren't I getting the response? And it's like, well, you need to receive the response. And the thing for us women is that that means being not passive, but open to
Yes.
receiving it. And that is a completely different. So I say to people, when you, there is no direct correlation. When you're working energetically, intuitively, there is no direct correlation between the things that you do and the response that you get. So you need to maintain a 360 awareness because we're taught to think, I do this, it goes in a straight line and it comes back to me. But when you're working intuitively, it's more likely to come from behind you. So
Yeah.
it's, you have to think about it in a much more holistic way
Yeah.
so that you're not thinking, oh, I, you're, so that your eyes aren't only on that was the outcome I was expecting and I didn't get it. Because actually there's a whole load of other things going on. So it's just
Yeah.
like thinking about our businesses in a slightly different way, which, you know, is intuitive and not logical.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's part of manifesting too, when you think about the multifaceted process of that. So often people are thinking, well, it has to look like this. It's going to be like this. And it has to play out in this way. And it's like the more that we have all of these expectations of how it's going to play out, the more we subconsciously try to make that happen and manipulate the circumstances. And then we're like, well, why didn't that work? Or what happened? Where did I go wrong? And it's like, well, because we were too fixated on what it needed to look like instead of allowing it to unfold.
Which is it's a huge challenge in business.
It is.
It's a huge challenge in life, but it's
It
a
is,
huge
yeah.
challenge in business to say, I'm going to trust that my business is going to turn out okay and that I don't have to think about it 24 hours a day and I don't have to run myself into the ground.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. That is a practice and a process for sure. I mean, that is
yeah.
something I've been in business now for about 5 years. And it, again, it had gone really well in the beginning. And then I had a massive downswing because I started ignoring myself and listening to what everyone else was saying that I should be doing. And this is how you really scale. And this is what you really do. And then I had to recalibrate and rework and realign with what I'm actually meant to be doing and what I feel called to do. And we have to have grace for ourselves through that because it is hard to trust ourselves. It is hard to feel worthy of being received, especially if we grew up constantly feeling rejected or unwanted or not good enough, depending on our social network, our parents, our everything. I mean, this is not something that's just like, okay, cool. Well, you have a receiving block, just receive more, right? When in reality, it's like, this is so hard. But we have to be willing to try to stretch, right? Stretch that nervous system. Like, okay, you're having a receiving block. It feels uncomfortable. So let's sit with that. Instead of feeling like we have to be performative so that we're okay to receive, let's just sit with that uncomfortable energy and ask it what it has to say, because it will teach us. It will
Yeah.
tell us what's there. And then we can work through that energy that's there. Once we've been able to do that, that's when we'll see more movement. And then something else will happen, right? And then we're like,
Yeah.
oh, is this okay? And I was like, okay, good job.
Yeah.
We made it to the next level. But this is how we step out of that self-sabotage
Yeah.
energy and into expansion, into allowing more. And it's uncomfortable. It
Yeah.
is very uncomfortable, but we have to be willing to like lean into that discomfort
Yes.
and bear witness to it so that we can
Yeah.
stretch and become the container to hold what we're being called to have, really. Because if it's our purpose, which so many of us know in our bones that it is, it's already meant for us. We just have
Yeah.
to get in agreement with that to allow it to become what it's meant to be.
And yeah, and there's a lot of human stuff in the way of that, but also I think that a lot of the missions that we've got that are ours, they're world changing.
Oh,
So
yeah.
we have to level ourselves up from being okay with standing our ground with our family, say, or saying I can receive, and all of those things at a very personal level. We have to level that up to say, I'm okay to receive at a major level. I'm okay to feel confident enough to say that I am going to change the world, because that's too hubris, arrogance, it's like, but actually we need a degree of hubris to
Yes.
do this. We have to sort of go, I'm going to make it happen,
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
and it's tricky, but it's a big stretch,
It
particularly
is.
for women, to say, I've got something within me that is going to change the world
Yeah, Polly, that's
irrevocably.
really like important insight. Thank you for bringing that forward, because it is tough when it comes to that receiving, where it's like, well, I feel like I'm not special. I don't like who me, kind of energy. And it's like, yes, you.
Yes, you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
Like,
you.
and it's okay to receive like the positive feedback, because we're not doing it for praise. It's like we're not cult leaders. We're not out here trying to be like, oh, I have followers. We're here because that energy of being received is that a reflection and feedback that what we're doing is making the impact.
Yes.
That is a very different energy than showing up for validation. And when we
Yeah.
show up for validation, because we're in a space of still feeling uncertain, unsure, we're gonna remain blocked. We're gonna
Yeah.
definitely remain blocked. And then anytime somebody says anything trolly or negative, we're gonna shut
Gonna have a
down,
bad
and
reaction.
it's
Yeah.
gonna like really collapse us into ourselves. Versus if we're here and we're saying like, I'm showing up because I'm meant to show up, and I'm
Yeah.
meant to do this because I am meant to change the world. When people show up in their crappy energy, it's like, okay, honey, love you, bye. Like,
Yeah.
that's nice. You
Yeah.
like go sit down
Yeah.
instead of it just shutting us down to where we can't get out
Yeah.
of bed for days.
Yeah.
I mean, that this is a difference between I'm in my purpose and I'm seeking validation. It's
Yeah.
very different frequencies.
Yeah. It's incredibly difficult, and that whole seeking validation thing is part and parcel of the main sort of sales mentality. It's like the conversion rates is about, oh, the wealthy, I'm doing a really good job on this. It's like that matters nothing. If you have a 0.1% conversion rate, but the person or the people who actually come through to you have a life-changing experience, the ripple effects of that
Just got chills.
go everywhere.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's not about validation. It's about being true to who you are.
Yes.
And the truth of who you are is often so buried that it takes time to allow it to come to bubble to the surface. And there's a huge amount of fear in that for
Yes.
all people and in entrepreneurs particularly, because it changes who you are.
Yes.
So then you hold back because you're worried about the impact on your relationships and the dis
Yes.
instability that follows.
Yes.
So that there's a whole host of things that come up from that. But generally speaking, I will say that if you are in a solid relationship, as you change, the people in that relationship with you will grow with you. If you're not in a solid relationship and it's not one that you should be in long term, then that will fall apart. And that's
Yes.
just it, but it's part and parcel of the journey.
Yeah, it'll just vibrate out. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah.
that's where we have to be in that space of recognizing, like, oh gosh, this was familiar. This has been familiar, but if I'm going to step into this next level, I have to be willing to have change happen in my
Yeah.
life, right? It's like, how often do we want change? But then when change starts happening, we get scared. And we're like, oh,
Yeah.
I don't want that
But
changed, like, well,
yeah, your purpose is never going to go away. If you
yes,
bury it, it's going to come back and bite you on the
yes,
butt,
it will.
basically.
It's like
So
painful.
there comes a point where you go, is the fear of change greater than the pain of staying where I am? You're going to get to that point at one point.
Yes.
You either go for it before you get to that point. If you held back, you will get to that point,
Eventually.
and then it will be scrappy and it will be messy.
Yeah, because the
Far
pain,
better to just
like
go.
I feel like it literally does, it like builds up in your chest, like, or
Yeah.
like that solar plexus energy where it's like
Yeah.
this ball of something that
Yeah.
needs to break free. And the more that we try to stifle it down, the more we're gonna feel depressed, we're gonna feel disconnected, we're gonna feel discouraged, you know, just all of these low vibrational energies because we're not
Or it'll
allowing ourselves.
explode at some point.
I mean,
It'll explode and you'll blow up your life.
yeah, it is. It's
Yeah.
not a good idea to ignore it. Like,
Yeah.
it's better to say yes and like ease your way in because it will. It'll come.
Yeah.
It won't ever take no.
Yeah.
Gosh, I love you've brought so much value to this podcast and the audience today. And I'm so grateful for that. Being mindful of time for those that have been listening or watching, and they're like, gosh, you know, I love what Polly's talking about. She makes so much sense. How could they connect with you? How could they get into your energy? Maybe get some of your resources? What would that look like?
The best thing to do is to head to my website, and which is polyhearsey.co.uk. And if you go to the events, I have a whole like an online flip book thing, magazine of events that I have on. But I also have a really lovely audio journey that I produced, which is an opportunity for you to spend 5 or 6 days, or 5 or 6 hours, however you want to do it, in nature, you working with nature to discover yourself a little bit more deeply. So that's always a fun one.
Love
That's called
that.
Nature's Mirror, which is available through my website. So
I love
that would be a
that.
fun thing to do, just to go and see what see a little bit deeper into your soul.
Yeah. So I'm assuming with the work that you do, like if there are people listening and they're like, gosh, I've really been feeling called to start something, but I have been struggling to work through the noise and move through all of that. I'm assuming that's the thing that you could really, really support someone
Yeah.
through.
So yeah, I mean, I've got a membership which is nice and easy going. If you're playing on the surface of it, you're not quite sure where it's going, or you just want some light touch support. But if you're really there and you're going, right, I need to dive into this, then I do one-to-one work, which is, as I said, I work through frequencies. So it depends on which bit that you want to do. I've broken it down because it's a lot. It is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's not a here you go, it's done. It's a
But
process.
I basically, because I've done that, now I can just work with somebody and say, okay, you need this and you need this and you need this, and I can do like pick it out for you, and you
Right.
completely bespoke it. So yeah, if that's where you're at and you're like, I really, I've reached the point where if I don't change something, it's going to break me apart, then
Yeah.
that's where one-to-one comes in. But if you're still just going, I'm just not feeling this, but I'm not sure what I'm feeling, then, I've got other places that ways of supporting people with that. And
Awesome.
I'm definitely, I will be running something later in the year. Don't know when this will be coming out, but certainly towards autumn time on gentle business, the art of gentle business.
I love that. I really love talking to you because this is something I'm actually really passionate about. As I used to, this is where I pivoted into more business coaching. I was doing more like intuitive business strategy, helping back end business development, building out the offers, different things like that. And I pivoted back more into like my work is the signature offer that I created, and then I offer that as a certification for those that don't want to create their own thing and build out a whole business. They can just step into whatever they created. And I know that that's where I'm meant to be, but to learn that there are others that are really stepping into that energy that are seeing, we've got to do it differently.
Yeah, we do.
It's so important. It's so needed. 'Cause for transformational coaching, what's out there in the mainstream, just it will not work and it does
No,
not work.
absolutely not. And if you're feeling that at all, you're just going, yeah, there's something feels really off about this, then that is the biggest clue that you've got that this is not the path that you're meant to be walking.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you so much. Do you have any final words or any last message you want to leave the audience?
I just want to say thank you for such a wonderful conversation, because it's in these conversations that we all get the hope. And the boost that we need to say, oh, it's all right, I'm actually not walking this alone.
Yeah.
Because it can feel like you are
It
sometimes.
absolutely can. It absolutely can. And we're not, and there are people out there that can support us in figuring out what that walk looks like. That we do walk alone, but we don't have to
Be
move down
alone.
the path lonely.
So thank you so much for the opportunity to have this conversation. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. We'll see everyone on the next episode.